你爹地呢？你爹地呢？Hello. Can you tell me who is the owner of this coffee estate here?
This
coffee estate. Is your father? Is he home now? You don't know where he's working? You could show me. Oh, he's not working on the. I see. Which hotel is that? Sorry?Okay, thank you very much. Good afternoon. Kenny, is these your coffee trees?
Yeah.
Oh.
These are all
sold. Uh-huh. No, you see, it's just that I was wanting to see somebody who grows coffee because I'm very interested in coffee, you see? I want to ask them how they grow it and all that.
How you grow what?
Well, the coffee plant, like how you plant it and all that. Do you know that?
Yeah, I know, but... I'm not a professional.
Oh, it doesn't matter if you know, because it's very difficult to find people, you know? Because if you go to any farm where they have coffee, there's nobody home, they're all in the field. And if you go in the field, you can't see because there are many trees.
Yeah, I work coffee land, I think, almost 50 years ago.
Oh, yeah?
When I was from 10 to 11 years old.
Yeah, uh-huh.You were born here in this part?
No, I was born in Maui, no? But when I was 11 years, my parents came to Kona.
Mm-hmm.
And that we all live in Kona.
So. I see. So what happens? Is it a seed they plant or a cutting?
Or maybe first I think they plant the seed, you know, that small tree there over there.
Oh, this is coffee? Is this coffee?
Yeah, it's all coffee.You
know,
the small tree.
Oh.
The first seed that will come out. Takes about, I don't know about how many. It depends on the soil. When the soil is good, the coffee tree can grow faster, no?
You don't know how long from the time you plant?
No, you know that this is the coffee seed over here, don't you? This is.Coffee, you know, this coming up like this.
Oh, this, oh yeah.
From like this come out, from this coffee.
Uh-huh.
Then this come out and come like that, no?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other with the small tree.
Hey, is this one?
Yeah, that's all coffee.
Uh-huh.
From that, you know, this one.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Get this over here, this kind, no? This kind.
Oh, that's a coffee bean.
Yeah.
That is a bean.
Yeah.
That's nice. And then they plant this seed and they, you have to do anything?
By they measure the, how many feet apart, they plant all like that.
How many feet can they plant?
Oh, depends on how much you want that.
Uh-huh.
But this, they planted, I think, 6x7 at least, so too near.
Mm.
So, like us, we plant the other side, no, other side. We plant about 10 feet apart.
Mm-hmm.
Then get more sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
That you can bend, no, come together like this over here, no? About that tree, about 3 years, then you get fruit. The kind of coffee.
Three years? Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They found that every year.
Uh-huh.
But when come about, how many years come on? It depends on the coffee tree, but you have to...cut the branch that not get the fruits too much, you cut then the new kind can come out, the young shoots. Then you keep this, the good ones, one or two, then come again good. Every year you do that.
I see. One tree, how much berries you get?
I don't know how much, but... when the tree come big, maybe get about some big trees get half half bag, you know, 100-pound bag, about 50-pound, no?
For one tree?
Yeah.
Ah. That's a lot. When they have berries, always same time of year?
Yeah, almost.
What month is it?
Mostly starts nowadays is slow, no? If not much rain, you know, the flower cannot come up early.
Mm-hmm.
So if the rain is good,
uh-huh.
Like this year was, I think they start picking from August, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And now they still picking, no?
Mm-hmm.
This one nobody picks, so.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I see there's a lot of berries here.
Yeah.
Why they leave that? Is the price not good?
No. This not farmers. This all, you know, the school teachers or somebody. They bought this place.
Mm.
Each 1 acre lot.
Oh. So what do they do?
I don't know, but maybe they go bulldozer and they make like that. Take all the coffee tree, then they make house.
Oh, but these are good trees. These have got. How long a coffee tree lives? How many years before it dies?
I don't know, this is, I think, more than, I think, 60 years more, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if you take care good, I think about 75 years, maybe more, no?
Uh-huh.
But I don't know, I'm not a professional.
No.
If you go, that, I don't know who that, They know all the kind of coffee have the Negro, no?
Mm.
If you go down the Napopo side meal, or they get one coffee meal?
Oh, yeah.
Napopo meal, Napopo. Sunset coffee meal.
I see.
If you go, you can see any kind of coffee. They grind, they make into that kind of beans, no?
Uh-huh.
You can see any kind of type.
Uh-huh. And these are yours. These are nice plants. What do you call that one there?
That's eggplant.
Eggplant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are nice. And you've lived around here 50 years. You like it here?
Yeah, good.
It's a nice place.
Yeah, not much wind like other places. No, no more wind. No.
Mm.
It's like, and quiet here.
Uh-huh.
It's like us old people, I think, over here the best, no? I have children living in Honolulu, they want me to come live with them.
Don't want to go?
I don't like.
No. I live in Honolulu.
I just visit about 2-3 days and I come home.
Uh-huh. What don't you like about it?
Too noisy.
Uh-huh.
And you cannot go out by yourself?
Uh-huh.
Scared, no?
Yeah.
But over here I can walk to any place.
Mm-hmm.
No, nobody.
Uh-huh. Nobody trouble you.
Yeah.
They don't have primo warriors here.
Huh?
They don't have primo warriors here.
I don't know. I don't see them. Maybe down the beach. By Kairua Sai, I think.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
What is a primo warrior? What sort of person? I hear these people talk about the primo warriors in Hawaii, but nobody really seems to say what they do.
I don't know. You
never see them.
Because I don't go out.
I see. Uh-huh. And what's that second plant there, that one with the big leaves? What do you call that?
This one?
Uh-huh. This one down here.
That's taro.
Oh, this is taro?
Yeah, taro.
But you have to have water to grow taro. You have to have water.
No. It's land taro. Dry land taro.
It's two kinds?
Yeah, get water and dry land.
Uh-huh. I didn't know that.
Because Kona, we don't have water.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Take about 16 or 18 months to when time comes, you take the taro, no?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And you make poi?
Yeah.
You make yourself?
No.
Oh, no.
This year I first planted.
Oh.
You can boil and you can
fry
with butter and you can taste if you want to.
Oh, Oh, thank you very much. I hope I haven't interrupted you.
No, I was just, I washed my hair.
Oh, you just,
drying my hair.
Drying the hair.
Yeah.
So, you don't know any place where I could find somebody with a coffee farm who is actually at home?
Pekin.
Hmm, Pekin or something.
I don't know. Mostly everybody Pekin, but I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Because, oh, about this place that they're planning for speaking, no?
Yeah.
But
is this road, where is this road? If I go up this road here,
you go,
turn right.
Yeah, you can go any place, get covered.
Like, it goes right across?
You can go right
if
across.
If I turn
you
here.
You can come down
uh-huh.
the other side. I don't know what place it is. You can go the other side, get all car road.
But I get up this, I turn up here and go, run back, huh?
You can go right around and you come down, what place is there? By, you know that called a theater?
No.
I don't know.
But this same road, if I take it, goes right round and down.
Yeah, but I think this way more better. You go this way.
Oh.
Then you come out by, you know, like I think it's your safe.
Yeah.
Get all around the car road.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good. Okay, thank you very much. Hi, is anybody around? No teachers? Nobody?
No.
Ah. Oh, you mean they're all on holiday? Nobody in the office at all? In the office? Uh-huh. Good afternoon. Can I look in? I was just passing, I saw this. Yeah. Can I look and see what you make? You just make stuff to order, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have stuff here to sell. You see, I saw the sign, I didn't know quite what it was he did.
No, we just make it to order. Kitchen.
Oh, I see. Because I was looking to see if you've got any small, like, if you did any small fancy cabinet work or anything like that.
No, just kitchen.
You don't do anything. Oh, I'm sorry. But I came to the, I didn't know, I just saw the sign, you see.
It's all right, no problem.
Okay, thank
you.
No, you see, let me explain. I'm from England and I'm very interested in growing coffee. We don't have any coffee in England and I've never seen it grow. And I wondered if somebody could tell me, you know, how you grow the thing. You grow from a seed or what do you, how do you do it?
You know, it just, I guess, it appears, wait, it's like this.
That's the You plant that like just like.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
You plant that just like it is.
Yeah.
You don't have to open this.
No. Wait.
No.
No.
Not like leave it to pick it up.
That's
like what's on the inside.
Yeah.
But you just put the thing in. You don't open it. Or
yeah.
Uh huh. How long it takes before you get a coffee plant?
I don't know.
Yeah.
A year around.
And
how far apart you plant these?
I don't know. It's around 7 feet
apart.
Yeah, maybe.
Uh-huh.
5, 6 feet maybe.
Uh-huh. How long before they bear?
I don't know really. It's about half a year around there. The day is in September and October. Rover.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
It's all
But it's finished now?
Yeah, finished now.
But a lot of people still got berries on the trees. They pass a lot of trees on the road and they have that.
Uh-huh.
I see. How long one of these trees will live? How long will it live?
About half a century maybe. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that long.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You don't get any kind of diseases or
no.
Anything you have to spray? You have to spray them?
No.
Nothing?
Yeah, nothing.
Uh-huh. How much do you get off one tree? How much berry?
About a bag. It's about,
you know. Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, of this.
That would hold what? That would hold 50 pounds? 100 pounds?
Yeah.
100?
100 pounds.
You get 100 pounds of one tree?
No. Oh. About a basket like this, you know, a barrel like this.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, and what job were you doing just now when I came?
Well, I'm nuts. You know, but
these
macadamia are nuts.
Oh, yes. You've got macadamia as well as, can
yeah.
I see?
Oh, yeah.
Can you show me which is the... This is?
The, uh-huh.
Macadamia.
Yeah, macadamia nuts. This is, in Archinia, this is called.
Oh.
Yeah, in Archinia.
So you grow these two
side
by side?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah, is this the nuts?
Yeah, those are nuts.
This is green, huh? Is it green.
No. It became no. It's like, you know,
these. Uh-huh. I see. So you don't pick them off the tree, you wait till they fall?
Yeah,
they fall.
Uh-huh. Flowers, too.
That's macadamia flower.
Yeah. Yeah.
These are your own trees?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You have how much acres do you have? Or you have?
15 acres.
Yeah, 15 acres. What's the price like? Is it
a nuts,
no,
yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah, nuts.
Which pays you best, nuts or coffee?
Yeah, nuts.
It's better than coffee?
Yeah, these, yeah, no.
So how much would you get for a bag of nuts?
Around $11.
$11 for a thing about
a bag? A bag.
Oh, one of those bags.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
And you get how many bags off one tree?
I don't know. Now.
8 bags off a tree?
No, wait. Now, it's around half a bag now.
Mm.
Slowing down there now.
Mm.
Almost finished that, you know, this year.
Ah, I see.
Slump like just like, you know.
Yeah. But how much do you think you would have picked in the whole season?
Whole season? This one over here, about 11 bags.
11 bags off this tree?
Yeah, this.
And you get $11 a bag, so that's $120, $7 off one tree?
Yeah.
Man, that's great.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's very good. Mm-hmm. And coffee is not so good.
Yeah, not so good now.
Uh-huh. But Kona coffee is very famous. You should check
okay,
everybody knows about Kona coffee. Anyway, thank you for telling me about this. It's very kind of you. Thanks.
Oh, sorry, this entrance to the bar?
What's that?
This entrance to the bar?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
So are you a native of these parts?
I beg your pardon?
Are you a native around here?
Yeah.
You live in these?
Yeah,
uh-huh. Can you tell, I'm just a stranger here, can you tell me what people do mostly around here? Is this a, they grow coffee or what do they, people?
Yeah, coffee, macadamia nuts. Some work in hotels. Some have their own cattle grazing. They raise cattle.
But like, all around in this, just this part here, because I don't see any grass, it's all like...
No, this is coffee
yeah,
region.
All coffee around here.
Up in the hills, on the back, if there's some more hills on the back, that's where they raise their cattle.
Mm-hmm.
They have ranches like Greenhills Ranch. There's so many different people own ranches.
Yeah.
Some have their own private ranch.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when you see me in the road, like that's coffee region.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go way on there, beyond the other side, way towards the other end, they have nuts.
Mm-hmm.
They raise macadamia nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Agriculture, mostly agriculture.
Yeah.
Then you have construction workers go down and work on construction.
I mean, how do people around here feel? I think in the last few years, a lot of tourists have come into this area, right? Do people like this? Are they glad they've come or do they...
Oh yeah, that's good for the hotels, business.
Uh-huh.
Or you're newly here?
I'm only visiting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this. Mm-hmm. Well, the tourist trade draws a lot for the hotels, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, they have employees, eh?
Yeah.
Tourists is one important trade. Very important.
But you know, you hear stories like there are some people who don't like other Howlies coming in. There's people like Primo Warriors.
It all depends. You have even our local people, some of them, you have all kinds of type of people.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe the white people, there's some good and there's some bad and all.
Yeah.
Just like our local people, we have some good, some bad.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta figure that. Hi, how are you?
Doris.
Hi.
Inside, all right.
Let me
come.
Sakana.
What
do you got? Money?
What's that? Can I see?
Opelo. Oh, yeah. You got Opelo. Nice Opelo.
Is that the name of the fish?
Opelo. Opelo.
Opelo.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You catch those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But many people down here fish?
Yeah, just some of them.
Uh-huh.
Some of them, you see, there are all kinds of business. You have some bald fishermen.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are on tours, take out tourists.
Mm-hmm.
That is both.
Mm-hmm.
There's one thing we decided, we have all kind of business going on.
Mm-hmm.
Not like factories like up in the mainland, they have automobile factories and all that kind of coal mines and all. Glad I met you, obviously.
Nice. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Muy bien. Hombre, ¿de dónde viene usted?
Yo, de aquí.
¿De aquí habla español?
Yeah.
Ay. Hombre, pero usted no nacía aquí, ¿verdad?
Nacía aquí.
¿Sí? ¿También? ¿También habla español?
Yeah.
Entonces, ¿sus padres de dónde vienen?
De Puerto Rico.
¿De Puerto Rico? Ay, Puerto Rico lo conozco. ¿Se ha ido usted alguna vez?
No.
¿Nunca? Yo sí. Es muy guapo.
¿De dónde estás? ¿De dónde estás?
Yo vengo de Inglaterra, yo soy inglés, pero yo hablo español también porque yo tengo muchos amigos españoles y no he vivido en la misma España, yo he vivido en Colombia.
Yo fui nacido aquí, yo no comprendo mucho, yo no puedo...
Hombre, habla usted estupendamente como nativo.
Yo comprendo, pero no puedo hablar la lengua.
No es verdad, no me diga eso, no me diga eso, no me diga eso, no es verdad. No, usted habla muy bien, muy bien. Tiene acento mucho mejor que yo. Sí, hombre, desde luego. Pero qué raro es, ¿no? Que, vamos, que usted ha aprendido de sus padres, desde luego. Y hay muchos aquí también que usted que habla.
No.
¿Usted es el único?
No, hay más.
¿Hay más? Bueno, usted quiere tomar una copita conmigo, pa.
Gracias mucho.
¿No? ¿No? ¿De verdad?
Gracias.
Bueno. Bueno, pero también desde luego usted habla inglés, ¿no? Estoy envidioso. ¿Cuál habla usted mejor, el inglés o el español?
Decir la verdad, no mucho inglés ni mucho español. Yo soy
español. El español está muy bien. Y si usted habla inglés igual que español, pues.
La lengua que nosotros usamos aquí es. No es. Es como. Como todas las naciones. Un poco de.
Bueno, denme una muestra, ¿no? Denme una muestra de cómo se habla. ¿Cómo se habla?
¿En inglés?
Bueno, el inglés de aquí. ¿Cómo se dice, por ejemplo, qué? Yo he visto agua en el inglés. ¿Cómo se
dice? Kalani, you can't talk to me in English. You like me, but what kind of language do you use? You see?
Oh!
That's what we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
English.
Uh-huh. Is that what they?
Yeah?
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, that sounds okay to me. I understand that.
Yeah?
I understand that? Fine. How that is in English? How do you mean that's not English? I understand that.
Oh, you're European. You're European. How you like the island?
I like them very much. Yeah. Very much. Very much.
What part of Europe?
England. So how long have you lived in this village?
Yeah, I'm born and raised here.
Oh, you're born and raised all your life here? In the same village? Mm-hmm. Not just in Hawaii?
Yeah, I run this district here.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We've been out for Honolulu for years.
How is life here?
You better like it? English.
You think so?
Yeah, better
You got better weather place. Anyway.
Sure, better weather.
The weather is good. The people is nice.
Yeah.
The food is lousy.
Oh yeah? Is that right?
Yeah, he is.
Is that true?
Depends on me.
Food is not bad here. Yeah. I don't know why you say that. But, you have you have a farm here or something?
Hi, how are you? Hello, how are you?
Yeah, right.
You brought coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about that? Because I've often seen coffee growing, but I don't know how
the only thing good about coffee is drink them.
Oh, not good to good. Why?
No, it's good, but the price is not good. I'll keep it in the farm for a lot of money and labor is high.
So
the only best part of the coffee is drinking.
Oh yeah.
Easy to grow coffee.
But you grow also macadamia nuts, right. No? Right. Macadamia nuts is better than coffee.
Easy to grow.
Well, I was talking to a fellow just now.
My beer, wait. I was
talking to a fellow just now. You sure you want to have a drink?
I don't drink.
Never.
I used to drink, but
you got trouble with it. I'm sorry. No, I was talking to a fellow down here, and he said on one tree, macadamia tree, right, he got 11 tins of nuts, and he gets $11 a tin. 11 elevens. It's $121 in one tree.
Well,
is that possible?
It's possible, yeah. Uh-huh. We don't raise nuts, but it's possible. A lot of people do.
Mm.
You don't think it'd be better to raise nuts and raise
it's better to raise nuts. Yeah. It's better, but
what's the problem? Why can't you raise nuts also? Because this guy had one macadamia tree, one coffee tree. One macadamia tree, one coffee tree. Right?
Well,
all side by side.
Yeah, but we lease the lands. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
The land is in pretty bad shape.
Mm.
So it costs a lot of money to clear the land. Mm-hmm. By the time you get started, nuts take 5 years, regular, say 7 years to be
planted. Mm-hmm.
So it costs a lot of money in between those 7 years to upkeep there.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time you start picking and you make money, but if you have enough money to start,
yeah, it, I see.
You cannot say, well, I will farm nuts without
mm-hmm.
And besides that, the trees that you plant cost about $2 and a half.
Mm-mm.
Well, $2 a plant.
Yeah.
So it costs quite a bit.
Yeah, I guess so.
Coffee, coffee is the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Price is not so good.
You go only coffee, nothing else? Just coffee?
No, I have a farm, coffee farm, but my business is, I have a contractors.
Oh.
I do some contractors, excavation, groundwork.
I bet you make more money on that than coffee, yeah? Especially, you do work for these hotels and places.
Well, when we build a house, we have to dig for the foundation.
And, I see.
Mm-hmm. The trench for the sewer, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
No, not for the hotel. The hotels, we don't work for there. They're bigger outfit. We're small.
Oh,
I
see.
Only 5 men working for me.
Yeah, so you
we
you would
take small jobs.
Uh-huh.
No, I see. Go into big business and go broke.
Mm.
It easily can go broke because rocks here can rock equipment like mad. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, this rocks for everything. Rock equipment.
Uh-huh. You never wanted to visit Puerto Rico?
Well, I got a brother there.
Yeah.
He write to me. He told me. Visit him, but and I got a sister in Honolulu. And my sister told me, see if you can make one trip next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this year coming. I told her, yeah, would be a good idea, but you know, when you got a business, you got to attend to your business and you get men working.
Mm. You haven't got a son you could leave in charge?
I get two sons to work with me.
Oh. You couldn't leave your sons in charge. Leave your sons to look after the business and go and take a holiday, man. You deserve it.
I know, I've been working hard. I believe I deserve it.
I think you should. I think you would like Puerto Rico and you'll find something. Pete, nobody would complain about your Spanish. Your Spanish is nice, that's okay.
No,
that's right.
I don't think you understand
me. I understand you perfectly in Spanish. I guess that would be no problem.
No, we don't know.
Hmm.
What you passing by?
Well, I'm staying in Kailua for just 2 or 3 days, you see. And I've got the car here, I'm just driving around looking at places. I felt thirsty, I saw there's a bar here, so I still have a drink, that's all. If I go down this road, I get to Kailua, I have to turn back.
Yes, you can go down this road here, you go right up here. So
yeah.
Just a little ways up, you turn down.
Turn it?
Yeah, kind of snake road, you know.
A side road? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I turn left off this main road.
Yeah, turns here, you watch it.
Oh, no matter, yeah.
Go right down. Go right down to Kailua.
Yeah.
I thought you came on the ship there. I see one big ship down there.
Oh, no. Who is that ship? I don't know because I didn't see. This morning I didn't see. I came out. And then when I got on top, I looked down, I see the ship.
Yeah, that's not American ship.
No.
I think it's an Italian ship.
Some guy said Italian.
Yeah, I believe it's an Italian ship. I just seen them this morning.
But they often come, big ships like so?
Once in a while, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
They come and just stay a few days. Just sightseeing, for the tourists or people that stay a few days.
I see. Yeah, well, it's all money for the people in bars and places.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I had a good life when I was younger. I used to drink a lot, I used to smoke. Then I got married and I raised children. I got 6 kids.
Have you?
Not kids now, they're married.
They're grown up now.
But they're all grown up and now. about, I figured, well, I cannot put my money on vodka and smoke tobacco. I have to take care of my family.
Yeah.
I feel better.
You feel better?
I feel better. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I feel better.
I don't smoke. I feel better. I felt better when I stopped smoking.
If you take a beer once in a while, it's good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A beer, a good glass of good wine, you know, good wine. I think it's all right. But I don't want to do that because once I take a little bit and a little bit and I'll be...
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll be getting on. It's very nice to meet you anyway, yeah. Sir. Thank you very much.
My name is
Derek. Your name is?
Rivero.
Rivero. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.